Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, you hear the stories about people buying houses, and they say, would you buy that house if someone had died in that house?
Yes.
Okay, so Heidi's all, she's okay with that.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
How much does it cost?
Yeah. That means yes, I would.
I would definitely use it as a negotiating.
Exactly.
But I wouldn't actually care.
Okay, would you buy a freezer with where someone had died in it?
That's a little different.
Okay, all right. I have two stories here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first story is a couple in New York were told they could rent an apartment if they cleaned it out first.
Ooh.
Well, they started cleaning out the apartment, and they were, you know, wiping things down, dusting it off and stuff, and they found a foot in the cabinet.
No. A real foot?
Yeah, a real foot in the cabinet. Well, that's just what they saw. And then, of course, it had a shower curtain wrapped around the body that was in the cabinet that they opened up.
That's not as bad, actually.
The building manager said he hadn't seen the guy. He thought he might be in the hospital or just moved on, so...
But that's not natural causes.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. But so he didn't think he would return, so he told this couple, said, okay, you know, if you clean out this apartment,
you can start renting it
because I don't want to clean out that guy's mess. Well, they noticed the foot, and people, the neighbors, were complaining about the smell.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was so horrible, they said they couldn't sleep. And here is what's kind of ironic about it. There was a note from the person that had killed the guy.
Oh, no.
No.
That said, sorry for the smell.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
What a courteous murderer.
You don't find them often.
No.
Okay.
I had to kill this person, and I'm going to leave him here to rot, but I apologize that you will have to smell this.
Question. I know I'm not close to my neighbors, but if I noticed that my neighbor wasn't there for a while, mm-hmm. and then there was a strange smell...
You think?
I would have thought, you know what? I got to call somebody.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of stupid people in one place.
I got to call somebody. This Febreze is just not working anymore.
Those people deserve the smell, because if someone's missing... And it's a bad smell, and you don't put that together to at least check on things?
But I don't always see my neighbors.
I would know the smell. Yes, I would complain about the smell.
That's true. And you think being a landlord, they would have went in anyway.
At least to look.
At least to look to see if there's any damages.
Well, they may have. He was in a cabinet.
That's true.
Yeah.
But still.
So they found the foot in the cabinet. Well, the body.
What person doesn't have the curiosity that's like, you can have this place, just clean it out. I didn't bother to look around. Who doesn't have the curiosity to look around? What if that guy was a hoarder and had gold bars stacked in there?
I mean,
what kind of idiot doesn't look through it first?
Okay, secondly... Would you buy a freezer with a dead body in it?
That's different.
Maybe if you didn't know about the dead body and you were at a yard sale.
I mean, there's two sides to that. One is, at least it was frozen.
Okay.
And then the other is, that's kind of intimate to have dead body person in your freezer.
First of all, who at a yard sale sells a freezer that's still plugged in? Usually you put it out in the street or like the yard and you just like buy a freezer.
Well, I don't think this was.
Let me tell the story. A woman in North Carolina bought a freezer. And it had duct tape around it, okay? Now, the story kind of gets weird because...
It's right there.
The neighbor, the neighbor said that she had promised the church to let them use this freezer.
Okay.
And so they'll be by to get it. The lady since moved to Virginia, and apparently her mother died of natural causes.
All right.
Her mother was the one in the freezer.
Is that why the church was going to borrow it to bury her?
I don't know if she wanted the church to find her, so she would. And the lady just left, but said she was going to Virginia. They're apparently looking for the lady.
I was going to say, did they find her? Because they were looking for her.
Yeah, they're still looking for her.
Wow. With what caskets cost these days? I'm just thinking, why not go that route?
Grandpa looks so comfortable in that whirlpool, don't he?
It looks so natural.
I mean, that's true. A freezer would cost a lot less than a casket.
Yeah, them walk in, or not walk in, but those, what do they call
that?
Yeah,
the stand-up or
chest put in your garage.
There's a word.
You see all these extension cords at the graveyards?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have to plug it in.
No, I was going to say.
You put like an outlet on the tombstone.
Why, though? You don't need to.
And it coming out of the ground?
Honestly, are you being logical?
No, but I just don't understand why you would have it. It's not funny. Let it go.
Did you get it?
Which
frozen?
One of us?
Let it go.
Oh.
Catch up here.
Do we have any freezers in this building big enough for a body?
We're not talking about refrigerators. We're talking about freezers.
Frozen.
You said ketchup. Ketchup here.
Never mind.
Oh.
Okay, we should have ended this conversation.
We should have ended it back whenever we had our last laugh. When was that? Did we have one?
I think it was yesterday.
I think it was
2014.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.